The Montana University system is looking at a current budget cut of up to $25 million. To make up the difference, the Commissioner of Higher Education and the Montana Board of Regents are considering increasing tuition, cutting programs, faculty, and staff, or, says Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian, a combination of the two.
Any of those scenarios has dramatic impact to students.
And Deputy Commissioner for Planning Analysis Tyler Trevor says, on top of that, is a possible reduction in money for scholarships.
You're increasing your tuition rates at the same time you're dropping your financial aid availability. That leads to a situation where, at the end of 10 years of excellent progress and affordability leading the nation, we are going to leave students and those in the middle income and lower income groups struggling to find access to higher education.
Trevor's handouts show Montana ranks 48th in the nation in total state funding per student. Its flagship campuses, Montana State University and the University of Montana, also have fewer employees and a higher student-to-staff ratio when compared to its peer institutions around the country. The Montana Constitution gives the regents the authority to divvy up and manage the lump sum amount of money appropriated from the Montana legislature. For the last 10 years, the governor, legislative leaders, and the university system had signed a memorandum of understanding that froze tuition in three out of the five biennia in exchange for additional state dollars. There's no MOU at this time. UM, MSU Billings, and Great Falls College MSU have already made deep cuts in their current budgets. Sam Forstag is president of the Associated Students of UM. He says while they appreciate that the tuition freezes help keep the price down for students,
There are still far too many students who are forced to work one, two, or three jobs, myself included, haven't worked two to three jobs up until this year just to afford the cost of attendance. There are far too many students who are faced with juggling these jobs as well as a full class load, so that they can graduate on time and join the Montana economy.
Other students talked about the burden of student loan debt. The Joint Appropriations Subcommittee on Education will continue hearing the higher education budget this week. A vote is scheduled next week. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.